It was a time when weather emergencies and social unrest created a lot of disappointment. So, the people of Lyon in France placed lighted candles in their windows as a symbol of coming together. Ever since 1852, the Festival of Light on December 8th has become one of France's prized celebrations. In a minute, guides from France tell us what they like best about Lyon. Also, the president of the nonprofit organization Sojourners shares his vision for building a more perfect union in America. And a journalist from Iceland reminds us how his small island has long been a global force for good. That's in just a bit on today's Travel with Rick Steves. Lyon likes to call itself France's second city of culture. It's a favorite destination within France and famous as the heart of French cuisine. And if Paris gets to be too much for you, Lyon might be just the thing. Lyon is Virginie Morier's hometown, and she leads tours around her hometown. She joins us now on Travel with Rick Steves to tell us why we should include Lyon on our next trip to France, and she's joined by French tour guide Patrick Vidal to give us another angle on this great city in France. Patrick and Virginie, thank you for joining.
Bonjour, Rick. Bonjour, Rick.
So, Virginie, your hometown is, they say, the second city of culture in France. Is that meaning Marseille is bigger, but there's more culture in Lyon?
Exactly. Lyon is the third biggest city of France. However, I would even call it the capital of France.
Now that
more than Paris.
More than Paris. Well, you could live in either place. What's so good about Lyon?
It offers everything that a big city, you want to have in a big city, like the museum, the entertainment, the restaurant, the bars, cafe, and so on. But it has a more nature side to it. It's closer to the environment. We have parks, and it's much smaller. Public transportation is nothing like Paris. It's super easy to use the metro. And we have two rivers in Lyon, unlike Paris, which only has one. And I should say we actually have three rivers. We have the Saône and the Rhône, but we said that Lyon has a third river, which is the Beaujolais. The Beaujolais wine.
Okay. And Lyon has some, I understand there's some, they know how to cook in Lyon. Patrick, what's the cuisine scene in Lyon?
Oh, it's an amazing scene. I mean, it's part of the main restaurant you find down there are called the Bouchon, B-O-U-C-H-O-N. And those Bouchons are little restaurants which were used to be workers' restaurants, very, very much aimed to the people working with not much money. And menus down there are very, very down to earth and very inexpensive.
So no pretense and not so expensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
But quality, small, innovative.
You know, I think that's what you find a lot in Lyon compared to Paris is the kind of much, much more down to earth.
I like
kind
that.
Of idea.
Now I think you put your finger on why I am so charmed by Lyon. It's got the culture, but it doesn't have the pretense that comes in Paris.
It's been out of the, I mean, as a tour guide, I've started to do tours in Lyon 25 years ago, and I used to drive my bus down there, and there was a bus parking with three spots on it, and I've always found some spot to park. So there was no tourism.
But why? That's very strange, because...
Only the French would come to visit Lyon.
It is seen, for many North American tourists, it's seen as, you know, you go visit Paris, maybe Burgundy, because it's famous for its wine, and then you go south to Provence.
That's it,
and so you kind of forget Lyon. Yeah. And so that's why maybe it has retained more an authentic feel that you haven't lost anywhere else, but here you have less foreigners.
So you got the high culture, you got the great cuisine, you've got better prices.
Exactly.
And probably the American tourist is welcome there. I mean,
completely.
You get a friendly welcome. Mm-hmm. I love this idea of the bouchon lyonnaise, right? The little restaurants that are quintessential lyonnaise. And of course, Paul Bocuse was a great chef from Lyon.
We have to balance the bouchon, so down-to-earth food, with the fact that Lyon is the second city in France with the most restaurants per inhabitants. One restaurant for 300 inhabitants. And
some of them have Michelin stars.
Exactly. Many of them are Michelin star. And Paul Bocuse, who has had the record of 50 years having three Michelin stars.
Whoa. Let's talk about the sites here. It has a lot of history, so it goes back to Roman. Tell me about the Roman sites.
Lyon at the time was called Lugdunum, and it's actually where I mentioned earlier that it should be the capital of France because it was the capital of the Gallo-Roman world. So after the conquest by Caesar of what was then called Gaul, it was established as the capital.
Okay. So if you're going to conquer the proto-French people, the Gauls, then the capital of that civilization would be Lyon. So there's a museum of Gallo-Roman history in Lyon. And then Patrick, there's a beautiful medieval, what is the quarter, Saint-Jean?
Yeah, with the Cathedral Saint-Jean and all the other around. In fact, between the Renaissance quarter and the medieval quarter, it's the largest historic quarter in Europe after Venice.
And I remember the little alleyways.
The Traboule.
What is the name again?
The Traboule. Traboule. T-R-A-B-O-U-L-E-S. Yeah.
And you lose yourself in one and you pop out on the other side.
They were made for the silk workers to carry the rolls of silk from one place to another when protected, not to get them outside in the open air.
And if you wanted to learn about that, I suppose there's a fabric museum.
There's a silk factory, yes, still working, still doing some maintenance and work for big museums in France or Versailles.
The White House, Versailles.
Yeah. And Americans don't even understand. They can't find it on the map, Lyon. L-Y-O-N. It's near the Alps in the east of France. And this is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Patrick Vidal and Virginie Moret about the second city, if you calculate the cultural value of France, and if you don't have anybody from Marseille at the table, Lyon. One thing I was very struck by when I was in Lyon was the Lumiere, about the cinema. And you can go there. Have you been to this museum?
Yes, it's actually the house where the brother Lumiere lived, and they're at the factory behind the house. So quite a bourgeois house. And this is where they actually assembled the first movie.
The history of cinema
is Lyon.
Right, starting there in Lyon. And during the World War II, Lyon was sort of the capital of the French resistance.
It was named capital of the French resistance by Charles de Gaulle. We are close to a region which we call the Vercors, which is middle range mountains where the resistance fighter would hide.
So they didn't hide in Lyon, but it was their springboard into the hills.
And this is from Lyon that they would organize the resistance with a famous Jean Moulin, who was sent by Charles de Gaulle to organize the resistance from within France. And unfortunately, it's also known because of Claus Barbie, who is nicknamed the Butcher of Lyon, who was jailed there and then processed.
Claus Barbie was the Gestapo leader there?
Yes.
And today, his former headquarters has been turned into the Resistance Museum.
Exactly.
Well, that's a good idea.
Which is a very interesting museum on the deportation and the resistance.
Powerful. Now, Patrick, when you're in Lyon, you can balance that high cultural experience with a little trip into the mountains nearby.
Yeah, you're pretty close to Chamonix and to all the mountains around, to the ski resorts. And going up to Chamonix to the Aiguille du Midi is a good day trip from Lyon. Easy to do. I mean, you could do it by train. If you've got a car, you can drive up there. It's a couple of hours.
So if you want to,
Annecy is on your way up there as well, with the big lake of Annecy.
Annecy?
Yeah. So you've got plenty of things to do around.
I noticed the Alpine fun was cheaper in France than it was in Switzerland also. Remember, the mountains are just as
beautiful. Everything is cheaper in France than it is in Switzerland.
Switzerland's double the cost to ride the lifts and so on. Yeah. And in Switzerland, you couldn't go up one lift and hike over and go down the lift without buying two separate tickets. But in France, I found they were more generous. And if you buy a round-trip ticket, you can hike over there and take it down.
Do as much as you want. You can play around, yeah.
And then you can eat without going broke in France. You can go enjoy the Alps and still have great French cuisine
the big specialty of the Alps is anything done with melted cheese, because the cheese was a big specialty of the area. I mean, you couldn't grow much around there, so you had cows. So melted cheese in a lot of ways, fondues, tartiflette and raclette were the specialty of the area. And they're not very expensive. They're very easy.
And of course, now France has invested so heavily in its infrastructure that if you are in Paris and you want to enjoy the second city of culture, hop on the TGV.
It's 2 hours away.
2 hours
from Paris
away
to Lyon. Mm-hmm.
And there's probably hourly connections.
Yeah, yes. Central Paris to Central Lyon, 2 hours.
Our guides to Lyon are Virginie Moret and Patrick Vidal. Virginie runs a guest house and private tours from her home base just north of Lyon. Patrick has lived in nearly every corner of France and is renovating a 17th century stone house in Brittany. There's web links to our guests each week at ricksteves.com/radio. One thing I really was impressed in Lyon was the floodlighting. I mean, France in general, this is something travelers don't often appreciate, but things are beautifully lit after dark. And in France, in Paris, I even have a sort of a do-it-yourself Uber ride that I recommend going around the town just to enjoy all the floodlighting. I think Lyon has sort of wrote the book on great floodlighting.
Except that you can do it on foot because it's a much smaller city.
That's
so
right.
It's very enjoyable. And we have little boats that you can, you know, go on also on the river to enjoy the light. It's especially famous for a big festival of light that happens every year around December 8th, the weekend of December 8th.
A festival of light.
La Fête des Lumières. It's huge. It attracts about 2 million visitors every year, especially from, you know, people from countries around, you know, Switzerland, Italy, Belgium. And they have amazing show. For example, one of the best one is on the cathedral, where you have music with the light show. So that's during a 4-day during the year. But the rest of the year, the bridges are lit. Some of the buildings are lit. Lyon also has amazing frescoes, trompe-l'œil. So it's famous for wall, you know, painted walls. Mm-hmm. And some of them are lit also at night.
People are always looking for a place that's, quote, undiscovered or not overrun with tourists. And especially in this day and age, when you have emerging economies with a million or 100 million people in India and in China that have enough money to go to Europe now, they're all going straight for the Eiffel Tower. Let's wrap things up, Patrick and Virginie, just with a moment. With flood lighting and great cuisine, give me a beautiful evening moment. If you and I were there right now, what would we do in the evening?
But to me, the feeling you've got in Lyon is that what you don't have in Paris anymore is the, you're in a big town, it's very active, there's a lot of people around, but you still feel like a little village. You still feel like the French countryside pretty easily because there are little restaurants, as we were talking about.
So you go to one of the Bouchons, B-O-U-C-H-O-N, you go to a Bouchon, you have a great meal. And
then you take a nice walk, seeing
over
the lights around.
I'll never forget standing on the bridge, just enjoying the cityscape. Virginie.
And for me, it has to be linked to food and drink, always.
So what are we going to eat?
So in the summertime, I would say at night, you go on the side of the Saône River. They have little buvettes, so they are outside bars. Mm-hmm. And you have a beautiful view of the back of the Cathedral of Lyon on the other side of the river. And then you take that same spot if you travel in the wintertime, and you go on a Sunday, Saturday or Sunday morning, and you order oysters with your pot, which is typical bottle of wine that we have only in Lyon, nowhere else in France. And you enjoy your white wine with your oyster with the same view of the cathedral.
Oh, I love it.
And it's magic.
And it's beautifully lit. Virginie Moret and Patrick Vidal, merci bien.
Avec
merci.
Plaisir.
Bon voyage.
Merci.
Merci.
Le soleil tend la même couleur
aux gens, même couleur aux gens, gentiment. We'll explore the surprising influence of Iceland in a bit. But first, the new head of the progressive religious organization Sojourners shares his vision for healing America. It's Travel with Rick Steves.